USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
44-year-old Greek Social Democrat Eva Kaili was arrested in Belgium on Friday over allegations she was part of a group accepting bribes from Qatar in exchange for promoting policies friendly to that country. Belgian officials announced more information about specific criminal charges against her are due to be announced on Wednesday. Weather is front and center on this Tuesday. Much of the central United States, from the Rocky Mountains to the Midwest, are bracing Tuesday for blizzard-like conditions, while states further south were warned of the risk of flash flooding and tornadoes from a massive storm going across the country. An automatic recount confirmed Monday that Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert won her re-election bid in the 3rd Congressional District against the Democrat challenger. Just before he was scheduled to talk with U.S. lawmakers in Washington, the U.S. government had FTX cryptocurrency founder Sam Bankman-Fried arrested in the Bahamas.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is in custody after being arrested in the Bahamas. The country's attorney general said the U.S. had filed unspecified criminal charges against the former crypto billionaire and was likely to request his extradition. Bankman-Fried was expected to testify before a House committee this week. He's being investigated for his role following FTX's sudden collapse last month. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Monday said he wants more time to work on a government budget that expires Friday.
Later this week, members should be prepared to take quick action on a CR, a one-week CR, so we can give appropriators more time to finish a full funding bill before the holidays.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
The Twitter files being released by Elon Musk is exposing the federal government and Twitter employees meeting weekly to censor free speech and shadow ban others at a time of a presidential election. Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, on Fox.
And it was intimidation and the whole pressing back and suppressing this key information just days before the most important election we have, the presidential election in the fall of 2020. So, yeah, we got to look into this.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will not hold a year-end news conference this year, suspending an annual tradition that dates back to the early days of his presidency. This year would mark the first time in a decade that Putin did not hold the event in December. Some are speculating his health may be in question. The government keeps pushing back their budget that expires Friday. This and other topics are taking shape up on the Hill this Tuesday.
Topping the list of must-pass bills, funding the government in the short term or longer term. The government runs out of money on Friday if there's no resolution. The defense bill is now in the Senate's hands. It may consider amendments this week. Democrats want more aid for Ukraine and worry that some Republicans will try to derail that if it's pushed to the next Congress. And the big long shot, an immigration bill that conservatives label amnesty. But the measure may get the support of the Border Patrol Union, which has been talking to senators from both parties. I'm Richard Johnson.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.